Our present position. There has never been a time since we first embraced the Advent faith that our position looks so clear and satisfactory as at the present. Our pathway, like the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, is brightening at every step we take. This was to be the portion of the just, who in the waiting, watching time, should live by faith. The 2300 days. This prophetic period has been, and still is, the main pillar of the Advent faith. It is, therefore, of the utmost importance that we have a correct view of the commencement and termination of this period, in order to understand our present position. B.C. 457 was the year presented, and clearly proved by Brother Miller, as the true date for the commencement of the 2300 days. It was published to the world by every Second Advent paper in the land, by books, and by public lectures, as the true date. The proof was so very conclusive that those who examined the point with candor embraced it at once. Learned opponents did not, and could not, show that we were incorrect in dating the 2300 days from B.C. 457. With this clearly ascertained date for the commencement of the main pillar of the original Advent faith, lecturers went forth united to give the judgment hour cry. This was the date written upon the chronological chart of the visions of Daniel and John, published by J.V. Himes, 14 Devonshire Street. It was the united testimony of Second Advent lecturers and papers, when standing on the original faith, that the publication of the chart was a fulfillment of. If the chart was a subject of prophecy, and those who deny it leave the original faith, then it follows that B.C. 457 was the year from which to date the 2300 days. It was necessary that 1843 should be the first published time in order that the vision should tarry, or that there should be a tarrying time, in which the Virgin Band was to slumber and sleep on the great subject of time, just before they were to be aroused by the midnight cry. D.F. 201A, W.C.W. to J.E. White, June 1, 1910. W.C. White in his letter to Edson then pointed out that these facts must be kept in mind as one studies the statements and early writings in which the daily is mentioned. At one point a little later in the discussions, Elder Daniels, accompanied by W.C. White and C.C. Chrysler, eager to get from Ellen White herself just what the meaning was of her early writing statement, went to her and laid the matter before her. Daniels took with him early writings and the 1843 chart. He sat down close to Ellen White and plied her with questions. His report of this interview was confirmed by W.C. White. I first read to Sister White the statement given above in early writings. Then I placed before her our prophetic chart used by our ministers in expounding the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. I called her attention to the picture of the sanctuary and also to the 2300-year period as they appeared on the chart. I then asked if she could recall what was shown her regarding this subject. As I recall her answer, she began by telling how some of the leaders who had been in the 1844 movement endeavored to find new dates for the termination of the 2300-year period. This endeavor was to fix new dates for the coming of the Lord. This was causing confusion among those who had been in the Advent movement. In this confusion, the Lord revealed to her, she said, that the view that had been held and presented regarding the dates was correct, and that there must never be another time set, nor another time message. I then asked her to tell what had been revealed to her about the rest of the daily, the prince, the host, the taking away of the daily, and the casting down of the sanctuary. She replied that these features were not placed before her in vision as the time part was. She would not be led out to make an explanation of those points of the prophecy. The interview made a deep impression upon my mind. Without hesitation, she talked freely, clearly, and at length about the 2300-year period, but regarding the other part of the prophecy, she was silent. The only conclusion I could draw from her free explanation of the time and her silence as to the taking away of the daily and the casting down of the sanctuary was that the vision given her was regarding the time, and that she received no explanation as to the other parts of the prophecy. DF-201B, AGD Statement, September 25, 1931. Since Chart's figure in this matter, Ellen White's attitude in this interview is given strong support as the reckoning of the Cummings 1854 prophetic chart is studied. In this, the Jewish altar of daily sacrifice in 446 BC is used as the starting point for a new 2,300-year time span set to end in 1854. This chart, published at Concord, New Hampshire, in 1853, was typical of charts that commenced the 2,300 days with what was said to be the taking away of the daily sacrifice. The original of this chart, probably never seen by Daniels, is now in the Advent Source Collection at Andrews University.